RxMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management three times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your host, Dave Palumbo and John Romano. Welcome to another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by John Romano. And we're in my house. John, we got a very late start tonight because we were doing some creative filming out there on my outside my house.
Yes, the neighbors had a very interesting show out in the middle of the street, and we're not going to divulge any of what that was until, of course, we release this much-anticipated work of cinemagraphic art that you have painstakingly created and put together with the help of the Whack Pack.
Well, we never want to disappoint our audience, and you know, I'm really putting together a good Halloween treat for these guys. It's going to be called the Whack Pack Nightmare, and I think hopefully these guys will enjoy it.
You know? I think the greatest challenge was not the filming, but was getting the crew to cooperate.
Yeah, everyone was very cooperative. I was surprised, you know, and I asked you guys to overextend yourself into your acting skills, wearing costumes, taking direction. I thought everyone was pretty good.
Choreography.
Yeah. Luckily, it was good. The weather was cooperative outside.
Don't talk about the weather.
That's true. But you know, I would have been fine if it was 45 degrees outside. I know all you guys would have been whining like little bitches.
This weather talk is boring, John. What do you think?
No talking about the weather.
Diego was very helpful out there, I have to admit. He was working the camera, the lights, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I could barely stand up, but I'll still do my job.
Jimmy, does that run in his blood?
What's that?
You know, working the cameras and stuff like that and the lights?
Absolutely, sure. I mean, he's
working in general,
he's
right?
He's born, you know, water taker.
Mr. Jimmy, I thank you for your opinion.
You're welcome.
You know, we didn't get to take a look at Diego. You didn't pose for us today. You
know? He hasn't posed in 3 weeks.
No, he's posed last week. He was posing with Colette.
Yeah, so. Not for us.
If you guys want to see, I'll show.
We don't particularly want to, no. Well, you know, the viewers are always asking about, you know, weekly Diego pictures. So maybe, Diego, why don't you just strip off the top and let's see what's going on over
okay,
there.
Okay, let's do this.
Come on, Mario.
Jeff, you going to pose down against him? Is that the idea? Is that what
you're doing? That bitch, Jeff, got nothing except biceps. I have legs and lechugas y tomates.
Speaking of Jeff's biceps, Jimmy, when are you guys going to be training? When are you training, Jeff?
Next week.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, the challenge is coming up.
This weekend, you know. Yeah, we're going to get back in the
challenge is coming up very shortly. You know,
I got to talk to him, man. I texted him 2 days ago.
I heard Liberatore needs the money, and he's been training very hard.
He never got back to me.
Because you know why? Because Dave has me working like an animal. That's why. I'm like tagging pictures and all this other stuff.
True. You know, I was actually down in Atlanta filming Trey Brewer, and he's got a pretty good bicep curl, too. He was doing the hammer curls with the 120s. I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And I saw Jimmy riding down the street on his motorcycle with a gallon jug of suspension.
IV, actually.
Yeah, he's going to bring it for Jeff. Yeah. I thought it was milk.
Yeah.
I never liked suspension. It hurts too much. I don't know how you used to take it, Jimmy.
You got
to
mix it with a little B12.
I did. That just kills the pain when it goes in, but it still hurts the next day.
No, not as bad, actually.
Lidocaine helps for about 6 hours.
No, B12 really actually helps.
You know what it is? He doesn't care, but you know, for bodybuilders, the suspension used to welt up wherever you put it. So it would smooth out the area. And I know Jimmy didn't give a shit, so.
I give a rat's ass.
He just banged it in probably the same sore spot that he did the day before. You know,
I used to harpoon the Sustanon right in the fucking ass. So. Fucking half-inch fucking dart.
Yeah, but the Sustanon did not hurt like the suspension did. You know, test suspension kills.
No, but the dart did.
Yeah, I've
used some suspension that didn't hurt.
Nah.
Depends on who makes it.
Probably was fake. That's
no, 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 it was real. No, I know the guy who made it.
I used to get the shot. I used to have this broad come on my house.
Right.
That's no bullshit.
She'd take half the CC?
No, what she did, I used to lean up on the bathroom sink. She used to throw it in the dart.
Throw it in?
Yeah, throw it in.
Throw it in.
And then after she throw it in and, you know, do a thing, I turn around and she'd blow me right after.
Wait, now, were you hornier because you just got the suspension shot?
Well, this was an ongoing thing, so I was very horny. But the actual shot and then her, you know, then I turned around and my cock was hanging and the blowjob just... took care of all the pain away.
Whole level for foreplay, man.
Hey, Jimmy, did you notice that you're...
I still love that, man.
Wait a second. I'm getting very uncomfortable with Diego sitting here with his shirt off.
Why? Because I got bigger calves, bitch?
No, because he's sitting here like this.
I said you and Derek out for lunch with my calves.
So get up there and do your thing, and then Jimmy can tell his story.
I have one more question for Jimmy. Hold on. Now, when you took suspension, Jimmy, did your nuts shrink up? Because I used to notice severe nut shrinkage. Yeah, very quickly, too.
Man, I can't really say that, man. Yeah. Because I was doing that at that time. I did a little droll, and you know the testosterone all mixed in together. So you know, my nuts were very.
So he took his test suspension, and then he took more testosterone on top of it.
and then
a little more test.
That was a solid oral test.
All right, let's see what Diego's got to offer here.
Shut up.
Let's see a front double bicep, Diego. His abs are looking particularly sharp. I must say. Hold on, let me get this.
I smile for the camera.
He's got veins coming out of
his black.
Back
double bicep, Diego. And then we're going to get the whack pack criticism. Yeah.
Okay.
Back double bicep.
See?
Diego's got the transitions now. He transitions now between poses. It takes him about 15 minutes to hit each pose.
He's doing the Lavrone style. Lavrone style of posing.
Yeah. All right, now, Jimmy, given what you saw about
I'm not finished.
10 weeks ago from this guy, what do you think, Jim?
I have to say, he really ripped up, lost a lot of water. Very good shape, man.
Yeah, he's
really
good shape. You're impressed then, Jimmy.
This is the way I feel about the bodybuilding. I mean, Diego's looking good. He's shredding up. His stomach looks 10 times better than it did the other week. I
mean. Right.
But you could tell Diego's like he's a little lost, you know. Like
he's hungry.
He's drifting. He's like he's not here.
His mind is he's hungry.
I know, but it's like that's why I could never do that because you could see it in his eyes.
I do not know where I am right now.
You look at him. He's lost. He's out. He's drifting. He's
It could be. I'm up since 6. I did cardio till 7:30. But then again, I went to bed at 1. And I haven't gotten in 2 seconds. This is as much sitting down as I've done today.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will stop bitching now.
I mean, you
but
look
no
great.
Bitching from me, man.
And he's here all night.
You look great, bro. You know, I'd rather drink a couple of beers and hit the gym. You know, I don't know. I can't do that.
What do you think, John?
I think his forehead and his ears are getting bigger.
Or everything else is getting smaller.
That's what
shrivel up.
No, but I got to say, his low back especially is coming. I noticed a little Christmas tree happened.
So you're impressed, John?
Yeah, I'm impressed. Jeff, the producer?
He's come a long way.
Yeah, no, he looks really good.
Hey, he does. Jeff's giving the compliments.
How many weeks you got left?
3 on Saturday. So a couple of days. Tomorrow.
I'm impressed too. Yeah, I'm happy with this progress.
Yeah, me too.
He's been losing 2 to 3 pounds a week, and that's the best you could ask for, pretty much.
Yeah, you're going to dial him in now for 3 weeks?
Well, I've been dialing him the whole time. What are you weighing now, Diego?
25 cameras.
This morning, 178.3.
Oh, okay, good. Good. He's almost down to the middleweight, and he'll probably be about 172 on stage.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating, or people will say I'm 185 or 190. That's what I am.
Yeah, but you're trying to make weight.
For those bitches on the boards, I not exaggerate. get you.
Everybody says I can say I'm 190.
Yeah, but you're trying to make middleweight, that would be counterproductive to lie in that regard.
Therefore, you are 161.7.
There you go.
Well, John, I got to just mention our sponsors before we get into some of the meat and potatoes of what we got to talk about today. Number one, ALR Industries, Arthur L. Ray. I've been getting a lot of requests to get him on the show again, and he'll be on Heavy Muscle Radio probably in the next week or two because I understand that, you know, there's been some speculation, some of the products he had to pull off the market and some of the new products he'll be using to replace them. There's been a lot of activity on the ALR thread on the RX Muscle forums.
Yeah. He actually had to pull the whole Evo stack.
Yeah. What was the deal with that? You know?
Apparently, you know, he is not taking any chances with what he calls the three-letter gang.
Gotcha.
You know, the DEA, the FDA, all the government agencies that could potentially bother him. Potentially. He's not doing anything wrong, so to speak, at the moment. But he is, as of a certain date, I think it's this week or next week, he's pulling those products that are potentially, allegedly pro-hormones. So... You'll have to excuse the construction noise in the background. Jeff's looking for a protein shake.
Either that or he's looking for a bone to eat. One of the dog bones. Now, you know, Jimmy, I always like to ask your opinion on this because you seem to always have a very unique outlook. This past week, I've run into a lot of things about fat people and eating, and there was a story that was run about the world's fattest man, a guy by the name of Paul Mason, who weighs close to 1,000 pounds. He's 976 pounds. He claims he eats 20,000 calories a day. Now, the story is the British Air Force had to airlift this guy to the hospital for some emergency life-saving operation because he's so big that he can't even, you know, get out of his house, much less get into a car.
The wire is drawn.
And he doesn't fit into a regular ambulance. Now, they figure that this guy's health care, because he's always getting rushed to the hospital every couple months, is costing the British government about $160,000 a year. And so far, they figured out about $1 million in this guy because of all the special, you know, treatment he needs because of the size he is. Now, this guy actually lost some weight at some point in his life. I think he lost over 250 pounds 3 years ago. And he told the staff at the hospital he didn't want to lose any more weight. So when he went home, he started gorging himself pretty much. And it's amazing the guy's 48 years old. He says he eats 10 times a day and he eats 20,000 calories. And, you know, he just, he doesn't give a fuck anymore. Now, what do you think about that? Isn't that pretty selfish?
He doesn't give a fuck.
Don't you think they should just, like, smother the guy and put him out of his misery?
Well, you see, my thought is if I was the British Air Force and we took him up in the air and we were shoveling him over to the hospital.
Right.
I'd probably open the back door somewhere over the fucking sea. What sea is over there?
Talking to
Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean. And they open the back door and I give him a nice fucking shove right out of the fucking plane and I let the fucking fish eat him.
As strong as you are, Jimmy, I don't think you can move him. That's 1,000 pounds of weight.
I believe me, we'll move him. I don't give a fuck what it takes. If I got to fucking put a fucking M80 under his ass, whatever I got to do.
Just put the plane into a climb. Dynamite,
you know, whatever.
Open the back door and put the plane into a climb.
Don't you think this guy's a freaking arrogant motherfucker?
Open the back door and I tell the fucking guy nose up and just fucking watch the guy slide out the back.
But that's fucking crazy because $1 million spent on one guy.
Fuck him.
You can go any city in South America and get healthcare for a whole fucking... The whole,
no, Diego,
the
whole they country. Gotta airlift him because they, no, have, to, no, they have to.
I'm just looking at the number. $1 million to get to take care of this guy a year. You could take care of a whole.
Your whole country.
My whole country. You know, the more poor people for years.
So what if we use butter knives for operations?
You go to L.A. and get a crip to put a cap in his ass for 10 G's.
I mean, think about it. This guy
is... Don't waste my time with this motherfucker.
This guy is saying, I don't care what you guys think. I'm going to keep fucking eating.
Yeah.
And every time I get sick, you're going to have to come get me.
Come get him. Like I said, we go up in the plane and fucking open the back door.
Is that his forearm?
And just say it was an accident.
That's his body.
Are you kidding me right now?
That's him.
That looks like a ham.
It's
funny you say that because this morning, doing my hour and a half of cardio, there's a kid in...
I'm not bitching.
There's a kid in somewhere on the Today Show.
Get rid of him.
And he's too small to get health coverage.
Too small?
I want to know how does this guy take a shit?
He in his bed.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's got to wear diapers. He can't move.
How do you put a diaper around a 1,000-pound guy?
He just probably put a bedpan under him, and he probably has bed sores.
You lose the bedpan.
They probably shove a hose up his ass.
He's got to be bedridden. He can't walk.
He can't walk. He shits in the bed.
He shits in the bed.
Which means someone's bringing him all this fucking food.
They should be shot.
I saw a movie like that. It was called The Feeder. You ever see that movie?
No.
Was a guy who was he met these bros and he was feeding them with a funnel and a fucking the whole thing. Yeah.
He was like, man. Oh, he was trying to kill them though, right?
No, he was like getting them as fat as hell and he was fucking them.
Oh, yeah, fetish.
What, was it a porn movie?
Fetish.
No, it was like a fetish. You know, and like the girl was in love with him and he was feeding her and she was getting fatter.
This is a real movie.
Then he was like getting on her, fucking her and feeding her. It was disgusting. I never saw a movie like this in my life.
You know who we ought to get on the show?
Called The Feeder.
The director of Brookhaven, the obesity hospital here in New York.
Oh, there is a guy?
Yeah. He's a skinny guy. He's the director of the obesity, hospital there, Brookhaven. We ought to get him on the show and ask him these questions. How do these guys take a shit? How do, who's feeding them? How come you don't hold them responsible?
Because there's people at home, and then they're like, you got to feed me, you got to feed me. Yeah, and but then they just shut them up so they give them what they want.
Yeah, but you can walk out of the room. He's not going to chase you.
He's going to yell. He's
all right, let him yell. Leave that fucking house.
I agree.
This costs $1 million, and people are feeding this guy.
The guy in the basement. I say lock him in the basement.
Fuck yeah, lock him somewhere.
I just don't agree with this whole thing, because people are starving, like Diego says, you know, all over the world.
I'm starving to death.
Fucking barbecue
starving
this guy.
That. I mean, you look at pictures of like Africa and other countries, people are, and this fat fucking bastard.
Self-home
fucking feeding
what is 20,000 calories a day?
You know what I mean? They just fucking shoot the motherfucker.
I get a tenth of that.
That's disgusting, man. I don't agree with anything.
Chef, play the violin music, please.
All kidding aside, though, the fact that the taxpayers have to
foot the bill
and bear the burden of this moron who has decided, well, fuck this, I'm not going to lose weight anymore, I'm just going to sit here and gorge myself on 20,000 fucking calories a day until I explode.
Fuck him, man.
You know, until the fucking Air Force has to come and airlift me to my next doctor appointment.
Put the motherfucker on a raft, set him out to sea.
How the fuck do they justify that shit? If I was the Air Force, I say fuck you. I'm not coming again.
Yeah, I know.
Well, why do they have to come?
You fucking fat fuck.
I can't tolerate shit.
I can't tolerate. That's crazy. Imagine
giving this guy a colonic.
Oh, fuck God, man.
I have a lot of empathy.
I stick a 12 gauge up his ass.
I have a lot of empathy for fat people because, you know, but a guy who is defiantly fat gets no empathy from me, or they shouldn't get it from anybody else.
This guy's beyond fat, John.
He's got a death wish, look obviously. Look at that guy.
Look at the motherfucker.
He's 48 years old. It's amazing he's made it this long.
He's going to die soon anyway, but Jesus.
I don't know.
Hey John, speaking of overweight.
How's he take a shower, this motherfucker? What's he do?
Your friend that you got on a diet. How's that going?
He's having compliance issues.
Okay.
Yeah, he may be joining this. He may be this guy's bedfellow. But you know what? You gotta. You know, at some point, you gotta understand. There's a psychological, you know, aspect to this because. Right. You know, these guys are doing, they know, and I'll just speak for the guy I know, he knows what he's doing is not the right thing to do. He knows what the right thing is to do. It's the decision process to either eat the Twinkie or not eat the Twinkie is what is broken down. So, you know, I feel sorry for this guy because I would love to help him. I would love to be able to help him, you know, straighten his life
fuck
out and
him.
Do something. No, not that,
something.
Not that guy. Not that guy. My
John,
friend. No,
Italian, you know what I mean? I believe in the Colosseum. That's what I believe. I think they should have put this motherfucker in a fucking homemade wheelchair.
That guy.
Wheel him out in the Colosseum with the fucking lions.
I'm not talking about that guy. I'm talking about my friend. All right, so, you know, that guy, the guy over there in England, yes, Colosseum the motherfucker, all right? Fucking go medieval on his ass. But the, you know, people who legitimately try and fail have issues that they need to, you know, come to grips with so that they can, you know, follow through when they try next time. He keeps falling off the wagon.
He's obese?
Yes.
He keeps let Jimmy spend 6 weeks with him in boot camp.
If you know what? If somebody could control him and get him in a situation where he was forced to comply and not have the ability to cheat and only be able to eat right and have to face somebody like Jimmy the Bull, the drill sergeant, and go through a process week after week after week, it would become a habit and the guy would be fine because he wants to. This fat fuck over in England, he wants to be fat. He wants to be cared for and taken in airplane rides and, you know, fussed over because he weighs 900 fucking pounds.
Let your friend, John, hang out with Diego and the Turtles. Over at Diego's apartment, and I bet he'll lose weight. Yeah. He's got to live. He's probably living with people that eat. That's why
he's got it right. Exactly, they're living with people that don't support him. That's the problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, terrible. I got another story. There's a, you know, these competitive food eaters. Well, there's a new kid on the block. I don't know if he's so new as he is just new to me at least. He has eaten the uneatable, supposedly a 30,000 calorie burger. 30,000 calorie burger.
Wait, like
10,000 more calories in one burger than that fat fucking guy ate in the whole day.
What did that burger weigh? Like 50 pounds?
It was 15 pounds of ground meat.
No way.
3 pounds of cheese, a whole head of lettuce, 15 pickles, 3 tomatoes, two onions and two cusps of each of ketchup, mayo, mustard, and relish.
It's and a sesame seed bun.
22,000 grams of fat in there. They actually had a doctor on who was commenting on it, who said he could possibly die from eating all this fat in one sitting, you know, all this food. He actually said the relish was the hardest part to get down. And I saw him before he started eating this thing. What he did was he took a big wad of mayonnaise and he just swallowed it to lubricate his, like, throat.
Oh.
It was pretty disgusting.
Not at all. That shit looked fucking delicious.
711 people to date have tried and failed to eat the this burger before Sciullo, which is its last name, tried it and did it. He did it in 4 hours, 39 minutes.
And the guy's skinny, right?
Yeah, he's a skinny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta put the video online. It's unbelievable. The guy said his
was his mother a boa constrictor?
Well, you know what he does, Jimmy? He drinks 2 gallons of water at one time.
The fuck?
And then he throws it up because he wants to just stretch his stomach out.
People.
Yeah. His,
you know, this motherfucker's got nothing better to do.
His next feat, Jimmy. You know what his next?
What the fuck?
A boa constrictor, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, see the boa constrictor? I mean, I understand this shit, these fucking people. They got a job, this motherfucker. They get up and work more, gotta go to work.
You know, there's something interesting here because I gotta just say one thing. When I was, I heard that he drinks 2 gallons of water at a time to try to stretch his stomach out. I was thinking, you know, when I was in college,
Set him over here.
When I was in college, I was a very good eater too, like that. I won some pizza eating contests, and I realized what I used to do. I would starve myself all day for running because I wanted to be real light, and then I would eat gorge at night, just one meal, so I could never gain weight because it was never enough calories. But my stomach would stretch out so much that I had so much eating capacity. That's what these guys do. They eat tremendous amounts of quantities in like small meals. I mean, in infrequent meals, so they can stretch their stomach, and then they can. That's otherwise it's impossible to eat a burger like that. You and I couldn't just sit down and eat a 15-pound hamburger.
I would throw up,
man. But you wouldn't even get probably 2 or 3 pounds down.
Absolutely not.
You know. Now Joel, on the other hand, you know my friend Joel, he's a good eater like that. Actually, I'm going to take all you guys to what's
why
that
would
place?
You want to stretch your stomach? What,
I mean, what's that place? Like, you know. What's that place here on Long Island, Jimmy? Where they have you got to eat the 72-ounce burger? It's got a name out here. I forget the name of it.
Beefsteak Charlie's.
No. It's a famous place out here. But we're going to all go there one day.
Outbacks?
Jeff said he can do it. Didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah, but I don't think I could do it, you know, eating all the stuff that they bring you, like the side stuff and the potatoes and everything,
right? You gotta eat the 72-ounce burger, you gotta eat the baked potato.
Yeah, I'll probably die on the baked potato, but Joel can probably do it not only quicker than me, but he'll eat half of mine.
Now, if you do that, they give you the stuff for free. You don't have to pay.
So good, then Joel could eat mine too.
That could be a great racket for homeless people.
Except their stomachs are so small because they don't eat all the time.
No, they even. Could you imagine a homeless guy? You know, goes in there, you know, orders, you know, the 5-pound steak.
He'll be full after the 5 pounds.
And he eats it, and he comes back like, you know, once a week, and he eats like an like a snake.
Joel told me he did that once, and he didn't go to the bathroom for 3 days
when the ambulance comes.
That's true. Then they got a free place to sleep.
Yeah, right. Free my ass.
You're gonna need like half a tub of fiber lights.
at least. That's a lot of stuff. I could probably eat the burger before I could eat a steak. A steak is a lot harder to digest, and you know what I mean? The burger is kind of ground meat. It's not too bad.
I don't know, man. I can eat steak forever. I don't think I could ever get full on steak. It's the carbs that it's like the potatoes.
You 15 pounds of it? Oh my God.
It's not, I mean, not 15, but I could probably eat, you know, 2 or 3.
Actually, the 3 pounds of cheese might have been worse than the 15 pounds of green beef of ground beef.
What about the bun? What'd the bun look like?
I don't know. It was tremendous.
He was actually, I saw the video. He was chewing on meat. It wasn't much of a bun, actually. It was just lots of meat, lots of shit.
He said the relish, he said he wouldn't do it again because the relish killed his stomach because it's the acidity level of it.
Oh, not the glob of fucking mayonnaise as well.
No. Now, the thing he wants, his next feat, he said, is going to be to, he's learning to scuba dive now, Jimmy. And he said that what he's going to do is he wants to scuba dive in the ocean, kill a shark with a harpoon, drag it on the shore, and then eat the whole heart. I mean, eat the whole shark, starting with the heart.
Is this guy human or what?
He's a little skinny little guy. I'm trying to get him on the show here with us.
This guy's like an alien or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I never heard of
you want to hang out with him, though.
He wants to kill a shark, harpoon it, drag it up on shore and eat it?
Eat the whole thing, Jimmy.
What do you do that?
Jimmy, he's your kind of guy.
Yeah.
That's a shrimp on the barbet.
Come on, how badass is that? You want to go out in the ocean.
I want to be there when he does.
He's going to harpoon a shark, drag it up on the shore, and eat it raw.
Yeah,
with the heart for his meat. He's going to eat the guts, the bones, the teeth. He's going to eat everything.
I want to be there. I want to film it. and I want to put it on our website.
Just make sure he doesn't mistake you for the fucking shark.
Yeah, absolutely.
He eats small children, so you better keep Max away from him.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a fucking crocodile.
So you do you think this guy's for real, Jimmy? I mean, I've seen him eat the burger. You got to watch the video. It's unbelievable.
Maybe the burger. I don't believe the shark thing. I can't.
You think he's being a little sensationalized there?
I think he's getting he's a little far fetched.
Actually, you know what? I'm checking my email right now. He wrote me back. He says, yes, that would be great. Let me know when.
He wants to come on the show.
I think we're going to get this guy. We could ask him all the questions we have because some of the stuff is almost unbelievable, Jimmy. Wouldn't you say?
Where's he going to do the shark thing? Is that Florida?
We'll ask him. I don't know. Where do they have sharks? They have sharks out here on Long Island.
Montauk, maybe.
Mr. G, he surfs with him.
Can you imagine if you arm around Mr. G and by mistake?
I forgot about him.
That would be a blessing from God. And he would only be like 45.
I guess there are sharks out in Montauk, right?
Yeah, there you go. Now, Jimmy, tell us, let's forget the sharks for a minute. What happened? You had something that happened at work or something like that today?
Yeah, I wanted to do like a little short reenactment of, I want to share with the people out there in RX world. I was on the job and basically this woman, I was doing her staircase. And I was there for like 3-4 days.
What were you doing to her staircase?
What we did was, you know, she had oak threads with pine risers, and I turned the risers into
shreds. How come you say but you can't say tread?
Tread. I said shreds.
You said thread.
I said threads.
Jeff, play it back.
So anyway,
trophy treads.
Right. So we made the risers oak too.
Right. Okay.
All right. So basically, what we did is this: I came every morning. This woman had the fucking heat on 85 fucking degrees in the house. So I couldn't fucking breathe. And then when I was sweating profusely, and every time I went outside, I would get cold because it was cool outside. I went back in the fucking house, and she was there every day with her son. And her son had all these toys on the fucking floor, okay? Banging them around. And then they had the Diego on. It was a cartoon.
And I was on TV?
Not our Diego.
Yeah.
Was
it? Yeah, no, it's a cartoon called Diego. Like Dora the Explorer.
Go Diego?
I guess so.
That's my primo.
So anyway, if you could imagine this, okay?
It's cousin.
The TV's on, blasting loud, and Diego is like saying something repetitive, like and then the fucking kid is on the floor with the toys. Five fucking hours of this shit.
Hold on, Jimmy, I'm lost. Who the hell's doing this?
The fucking 4-year-old kid.
I'm just a baby.
Oh, where you were working?
Yeah, he's banging the fucking toys. The TV's blasting. The heat's on 85 degrees. I'm dealing with 5-6 hours. I was losing my.
And what were you doing
for? I was doing her staircase.
Go.
I was losing.
Did you tell the kid to shut the fuck up?
Go, Diego.
No, every time the kid went inside, I grabbed the remote. I muted the TV.
Can I tell you about
and then he came back down. He was like, I said, the remote's over there. Anthony, get the remote. And he put it back on. And I was like, this is like an ongoing thing for 4 days.
Why don't you, Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Why don't you just turn the heat down?
I don't know what the fuck thermostat was. I would have turned the heat down.
That would have been the first thing I would have gone
for. I tried to keep the front door open, but the lady kept closing the fucking door.
I would have gone right for the thermostat.
We didn't tell her to close it.
Anytime I was in any area and I moved to another area, she was out with the vacuum. The woman was a fucking nut job.
Well, that's good. At least you didn't have to clean up on your own.
She was right up my ass with the fucking vacuum cleaner.
You should have taken the vacuum and shoved it away
the fucking
toys.
The fucking cartoon, the Diego fucking the cartoon. The fucking heat. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Diego, do you get royalties from that cartoon?
You know what? I wish I did. I wish I got a tenth of whatever royalty would be for that cartoon.
Play the violins again, Jeff. Jeff, play the violin.
Not even that.
Yo, fuck that cartoon, man. That cartoon's like brainwashing shit, bro.
It made one Spanish person very rich.
Yeah, somebody got rich off that.
I think it is like brainwashing. I am agreeing.
It's like fucking brainwashing. It's unbelievable.
Believe it or not, it's actually a very educational cartoon. My fiance.
Your uncle
is a nanny. And she has about 4 or 5 kids that she takes care of off and on. They all speak Spanish.
I used to play the maracas for Cuba.
Off of that cartoon. I mean, really? You know, not the holding a whole conversation, but 5-year-old speaking Spanish off of a cartoon.
Yeah. Well,
so it does something.
Do they speak Spanish in the cartoon?
Yeah. They speak Spanish, I guess.
But then they go into this other shit that I couldn't handle.
What are they going to?
You know, like that repetitive, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. I was like, holy shit. When are they going to shut the fuck
Jimmy,
up?
Jimmy, that's the best thing since sliced bread, man. I have about 5 DVDs for my niece. I hit play, and I don't have to worry for 5 hours.
Now, Diego, let me ask you this question. What is it that the people like so much about this cartoon? Because I've never seen it.
I guess it's different. I don't know.
Mooney is different.
The character's brown, and she's not white. I don't know.
No, but why does someone... What is it, like a hip-hop cartoon or something?
No, it's a kid's
cartoon.
It's interactive. That's why.
It's a Spanish cartoon for your children.
When you say interactive, John, what do you mean by interactive?
It's because they ask you to repeat shit and, you know, to say this and say it that way.
Pick a door or a number.
Max watch that crap? No.
Do we go through door number 1, number 2, number 3?
Max plays Halo 3. And he's
blowing shit up.
Max is blowing. Max is part of a brigade. He's got
I know is I couldn't take that fucking cartoon for 10 minutes.
Chupa la madre.
Hey.
Fantasy Island.
The best part was the lady at the kitchen go inside and leave the TV on. I was right there by the fucking stair. I couldn't take it.
The baby is swag.
S-O-C-K-S. That is what it is.
All right, stop with the Spanish, Chef. I'm going to headache.
Fuck you.
How do you say fuck you in Spanish?
Chingate.
Chingate.
Chingate, cabrón.
That sounds like a coffee commercial.
He sounds like Juan Valdez.
Thank you very much. I'm Juan. You are Valdez.
Now, Jimmy, tell me about the story on your bike ride over here, Jimmy. Did one of my neighbors yell at
you?
This is
good. A fucked up neighborhood, bro.
What happened? Tell me this. Yeah. This.
You really don't.
You know that they called the cops on Colette once because they thought she was driving too fast. So I can imagine what they must have done to you.
I'm coming down the block. The cops were laughing when they came. You know, first of all, I've been drinking since fucking 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, that's not boding well in your favor now.
You know, I went out this afternoon with a bunch of friends. I got off work early. We just were drinking all fucking day riding. I was riding out east, Maples, for the whole nine yards. Anyway, I'm coming down the fucking block over here. Okay?
Right.
This guy jumps out in front of my bike. It's dark out. I didn't expect this fucking guy to jump out in front of my bike. I actually had to go around him. And then I'm riding down the street. I'm saying, this motherfucker. I turned the bike around. I came back. I went back over by him. You know, I made another U-turn. And went there.
Did he emotionally give you a finger or something?
No, he did emotion. When I made the U-turn and came back, you know, he waved his arms over. So I pulled over. I said, yo, the fuck is your problem, man? I said, don't you know you're not supposed to jump out in front of my fucking bike? I said, I could have ran your fucking ass over, you stupid fucking...
You said this to him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He goes, well, you know, I lost several cats on this fucking block.
Oh, cats?
Cats. I said, you lost cats on this block. He goes, yeah, people come down this block, they go very fast, and I lost 3 cats already, and I'm sick of this shit, and that's it, I've had it with it. I says, look, motherfucker.
Little does he know that you hate cats.
I says, first of all...
It was Mr. G. It was Mr. G.
Who?
They ran over the cats.
Mr. G's
I don't know who the fuck was, but first of all, I can't stand cats. But if I ran it over, I would cheer. Okay, but so secondly, I told the motherfucker, listen, bro, I only come here once a week. Okay, I do not usually speed down this block. I said I'm on the bike. It sounds loud. It sounds like I'm going faster, but I'm on the bike. I said I'm not speeding. Take it easy, man. He goes, you want to test me? You want to test me?
He's definitely crazy. He's saying this to you.
Test you? I said no. I don't want to fucking test you. I said, I'm just coming down your street. I'm going to a friend's house, you fucking idiot. I said, I'm not going to test you. Well, you know, my cats. I said, I don't give a fuck about your cats, you motherfucker. I said, look, do me a favor. Just step aside. Get the fuck out of my way. I'm going to fucking go down the block. And I took off.
This guy challenged you, in other words.
Yeah, he said he wanted me to... you tested me.
Now, he's either out of his mind or you're losing
the gym. He was completely out of his mind, bro. Okay, he had the trunk open in his car, and it looked like he lived in his car. It was all kind of shit hanging out of the back of his car. Fucking sleeping bags, pillows, TVs.
What?
Yeah, it looked like he lived in his car. I saw his car. I was like,
you're doing wonders for the image of this neighbor.
Maybe the cats live in the car with him.
They probably do, man. He looked like he lived in the car.
You sure he lives on this block?
Bro, jumped from my bike right in the block.
It's getting more and more like Mexico here. You got the street all torn up out front with the dust and the rocks.
The street is horrible, up. Man.
Then you got the guy living in his car with the delusions of
when I come down
cats.
This fucking street, John, I actually got to dodge and make lefts and rights.
You got to see me driving down the street. I got to avoid all these bumps and rocks and shit.
Kids everywhere.
Kids,
rocks, cat lovers jumping out in front of my bike.
You know what I think, Jimmy? I think this guy is like one of those guys that probably like a homeless guy. He's looking to get hit. So he can sue you. But when he found out you didn't live on the block, he was probably like all pissed off that he didn't have a good, possible lawsuit, set up. Well, because I don't think he lives on my block. There's no homeless people here.
Well, I'll tell you what.
There's a couple of whack jobs.
When I leave here
people.
Tonight, if he's on that road, I will run him down.
Run him over.
Okay?
Just run him over.
Just
keep going.
Just test him.
I'll run him down. After I run him down, I will park the bike. I'll get off the bike. I'll grab him by the seat of his ass, and I'll throw that motherfucker in the canal.
Now, you know what you do?
I'll leave first. I'll leave my garage door open. All right. You leave. Run him over. Go around the block. Run into my garage. And I'll shut the door and we'll just wait it out.
That's it.
Just like when we were bouncers.
Fuck this guy.
You wait in a beer cooler. I don't think he lives around here. But anyway, we got to take a commercial break, John. Let our sponsors get heard. When we come back, more Jimmy the Bull and the Whack Pack.
All right. This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of 3 creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29 gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught, Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy. It's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it. Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X, Jen Gates as Shade, Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus, Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress, and their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano here with my co-host Dave Palumbo and the rest of the pack that is Whack, Jimmy the Bull Palencia, Jeff the Producer, and Diego.
We have a small group here, John, tonight.
Yes, small group. I got elbow room. I got leg room. I got nobody drinking my water. I'm freaking having things.
Well, Mr. G is missing in action. He told me he couldn't make it this week. He'd be back with a vengeance next week. He did say that he would call in if we wanted to, and I just thought to
that would be a bad idea, so I didn't bother.
Was he fucking surfing again?
I don't know where he is. He could be in Jersey with the, you know, with his new love of his life.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah,
and then Derek Anthony's still out of commission. We don't know exactly what's going on with him.
I'm surprised Derek Anthony hasn't blown two more O-rings. And then
stop fucking posting, John. I won't fucking blow anything.
Derek's frustrated because he hasn't been able to work out because his blood pressure was high and now it's under control. But, you know, he missed a couple weeks working out. So
I'm doing good. I got my health. The fucking webcam's still fucking working. Bitches coming to my fucking door. Life is fucking good.
He's got some new girl he was telling about. He was sending me pictures. I don't know if you saw pictures.
Nah, he didn't send me.
Little short any. Italian girl. Yeah, pretty
what happened to Derek? How does blood pressure get high?
Did you ever see the way the guy screams?
Yeah, no, I know that, but I mean, that contributed to his.
He's a very passionate guy.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? He has high blood pressure, and then runs in his family, and he wasn't treating it. He didn't know he had it, and then he was just neglecting it. You know, you can't let your blood pressure get high for long periods of time. It could damage your kidneys. It could damage other organs. So I guess the doctor was told him, look, you got to take care of this blood pressure. So he got on some medication, and now he's doing well. You know, the blood pressure, high blood pressure is the silent killer. People don't realize that. Not because you're going to have a heart attack, but because what's going to happen is you're going to destroy your kidneys. Because the kidneys can't handle the high pressure on them all the time. So I'm glad that Derek is addressing his blood pressure issue. And, you know, he's got to stay a little calmer. So, you know, mellow out, maybe meditate a little bit or
smoke some weed.
Yeah, something.
Wasn't he going off on John, just last week?
They were playing. I don't think that was
it. We were playing and it got out of hand.
I was fucking playing right here. Watch, John. Fuck you. Watch. Say it back to me. Say it back to me.
Fuck you.
Fucking pancake. Back and forth. Fuck
I saw
you.
A couple of things on the thread. I wasn't following.
You didn't see fucking nothing, you fucking guinea. Don't worry about it.
It just got a little out of hand, that's all.
Now,
so it wasn't enough for real, then.
Well, it started a big, you know.
Say fucking Mr. Rogers' fucking neighborhood. Make believe.
It just got out of hand. Let's just say it got out of hand.
And
we fixed it.
Everything's very peaceful right now.
I heard he cursed your girlfriend out. He was calling your girlfriend
names. Just, let's carry on.
Okay.
Ooh.
Carry on.
It's great. It's gray area, Jimmy. Okay. Now, Jimmy, a lot of people have been asking me about cats and your aversion to cats. And now I saw firsthand when you used to live with your ex-wife, Carrie, and I used to come over there. She liked cats, and I think she had about 4 or 5 of them.
She had 4 Persians.
4 Persians. You know, I was breeding them at the time, so I used to go over there and try to pet them, and they were very scared of men, I noticed. They were very reluctant to let me touch them, and that's because one day I saw you in action over there, and I realized why. You know, as soon as Jimmy would go near them, they would run, the cats, because they knew that he would try to kick them and throw them and do anything to get them out of his sight. I don't know. I guess you must have associated the cats with her, right?
I'm not talking bad about my ex. I have to get this straight. What happened was when I first met her, she had the cats.
Right.
And I used to go in her mom's house when we first met, and I used to wait for, she used to work late, so I used to wait in the room, for her, you know, to come home, whatever. It was like she used to come like 4 or 5 in the morning. She used to work in the club.
She used to wait in her room?
I used to wait in her room. I used to lay down in her
room. Were you in high school?
No, it was her mother's house. We would date, and she used to live with her mom. So I used to go over there.
They were 14.
And wait for her, and, you know, hang out.
No, they weren't 14. They were like 30.
Sleeping over the house, basically. That's all.
She lived with her mom.
Right.
You sleep over the house?
She's Italian.
Yeah, she didn't say anything. You know.
She's Italian?
Yeah.
That's why.
So maybe she was Jewish, the mom.
No, she was Greek.
I thought Carrie was Jewish.
No, she was Greek and Italian.
Oh, Greek and Italian, okay.
And a little German and Irish, too. Oh. Anyway, making a long story short, you know, I used to lay in the bed there. She used to have food on. This is in the summer, because I started dating her in the summer.
Right.
And, you know, the cat litter was next to the bed. Now, I don't know nothing about cats.
But the litter box was next to the bed?
She had a futon, so it was very low. And then the cat, well, she was, the mother used to keep, didn't want the cats in the house, so she used to keep the cats in the room. So, naturally, the cat litter was there.
Ugh.
So I'm making a long story short. I used to go in there. You know, she had the fan on. It was like fucking 85 degrees. You know, 4 in the morning. I used to lay in the futon.
No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
And cat litter. And cat litter.
She had the cat tree. You know.
Right.
Okay. And anyway, I'm laying there. And one night I was laying there. And I fell asleep about maybe 3 in the morning. I'm sleeping, and the cat litter is next to the futon.
Oh, you stepped in it.
No, I didn't step in it. And I'm laying there.
You're ruining the story, Romano.
And I'm laying there, and all of a sudden I hear, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I had no idea what that was. And I waited about maybe 30 seconds or so, and then the wave came, like the stench. The Persian cat was shitting in the litter.
Right.
And it was a little diarrhea-ish and shit. The stench came over and I just cut my oxygen off. And I was like, I think the motherfucker would do his thing with, you know, with the feet.
Bury it. Yeah, bury it.
Yeah, whatever. And then jumped on the bed and went up the fucking tree there. And I was like, that's disgusting. I can't deal with this.
Did you clean it up?
Hell no. I
you should have scooped it.
I couldn't take it. I was passed out, Dave. I was passed out. So anyway, make a long story short, you know, we continued the date and we eventually she got a house, we moved in and you know, so anyway the cats, you know, I couldn't stand these fucking cats. I can't stand. So she used to work. I used to come home from work, she used to go to work. And I used to fucking kill those cats, man. I'd fucking kick them down the stairs, throw them against the fucking wall. I couldn't take these fucking cats. First of all, Persians are very hairy.
Yeah.
Very hairy. So there was hair all, hair in my mouth, hair in my underwear, hair in my fucking jacket. Every time I got dressed, I had to brush the hair or use the roller.
You're very neat, Jimmy.
Living in fucking hair. I mean, it was disgusting.
Cat
litters, hair, fur balls. I mean, who the fuck would want to fucking live with a cat?
And Jimmy, right? Let me ask you a question. Does Carrie, did she vacuum and clean up after these cats? They know you're very neat.
No, I did all the vacuuming.
So it was driving you crazy.
It was driving me nuts. The cat here, every time I got dressed, the hair and the shirt, the mouth.
Jimmy installed an internal vacuum system in the house.
Hair all over my
vacuum units in every room. Right?
I installed the sexual vacuum.
Sexual vacuum.
I put them in every fucking wall in the house.
We've offended every group I think possible today. Not the dog lovers.
The cats.
They're next.
I'm not. Look, you love a cat. You want cats. That's great. I just can't see it. I just can't see it. So, naturally, when I came home, make a long story short, I used to come home, and the cats used to fucking just hide.
Because they hated them. Right?
They hated me. So, I didn't even see these motherfuckers, which was fine by me.
Right, of course.
And then when she used to come home, you know, all of a sudden they'd come out of their hiding spot. Look at these motherfuckers. They know. They know that I didn't want them around.
Right.
But when she came home, those motherfuckers came out and purred and all that bullshit, you know, because she was home and I thought they knew that I wasn't going to do anything because she was home. She was fucking smart.
Well, yeah, well, they're even smarter because they got the last laugh because
you got kicked out. She came home and they were like, fuck you now, we're coming out, we're going to do our thing and you can't do shit about it.
Yeah, but you
motherfucker.
They're still there. You got kicked out.
They're still there. I got kicked out.
So the cat's got the last laugh. Yeah,
you're right.
I guess I don't got it so bad with the turtles.
Oh, I don't want to hear any turtle stories.
I can't follow up to that. My turtles don't do nothing compared to that.
I don't know what people do with their cats, but you
Jimmy,
know.
Wasn't there a story about Chinese food or something? And like the cat?
No, that was the chicken leg.
Oh.
We heard that one last week.
We heard that one.
Yeah, that was like one of the many stories.
You had some other cat story issues too, where the cat was cat hair on some kind of a comforter. Didn't you have that problem?
No, I dated this chick, and we ended up going back to her house. We were out all night drinking, whatever.
I mean, I know he told us, but this is a good one.
Yeah, and then we actually, you know, went back to her house, and she's a good friend of mine. But anyway, we ended up together, and
very good friend of his.
She was very, you know. Very strong-headed person, you know.
Right.
So I'm downstairs in the lobby, and she's upstairs in her just a t-shirt like thing, and she goes, "Get up here." I said, "All right." And he went upstairs, you know, and she fucking threw me down on the bed, and she had a comforter. She had a comforter on the bed, you know. So anyway, we go on the bed, we're fucking every which way, you know, up and down and sideways. You know, I'm blowing loads and fuck whatever. We're fucking all night, and like 2-3 hours later, she tells me, "Get out." I says, "Get out." She goes, "Get out." I'm like, "Meanwhile, I'm bombed." I'm like, "She's throwing me out like 3-4 in the morning." I'm like, I says, "All right, let me get dressed, man. Take it easy." You know, so I go in the bathroom. I bring all my clothes in the bathroom. And I turn the light on and I go to put my drawers on and I look down at my dick.
I love this story.
And I look at it and I'm saying, "What the fuck?" My dick looked like those little troll dolls I used to get when I was a kid. All the cat hair was stuck on the head of my cock. Because when I came, I didn't realize that the reason why she has a comforter on her bed is because all the cats sleep on her bed. So she protects, I guess, her regular sheets by this comforter. So the cats are, and actually we were bombed, so she forgot to remove the comforter. So when we were rolling and fucking and doing everything, you know, all the fucking cat hair stuck to the head of my dick.
Was this before or after you went through your ex-wife?
This was after.
So you've been traumatized by cats your whole life, pretty much.
So now, you know, like I said, I went in the fucking bathroom. I'm getting dressed in the lights, all this hair hanging off the end of my dick. And I couldn't believe it.
Did you wash it off or did you just put it in your pants?
What? Fuck it. I just pulled up my drawers. I just got dressed and I fucking left with the fucking troll looking dick at home. I took care of it then.
Did you ever see her again?
No, I never saw her again. That was it. The cats did me in.
That did you.
Your dick has been through some very filthy situations.
Yeah, it's been through a lot.
You've had mud on it, sand, cat hair.
Mud, sand, cat hair. I mean, you name it, man. This thing's been through war.
You should teach it how to sing and you can put it on the chain gang.
Put it on Star Search or something like that. American Idol, you know.
Teach it how to use a shovel.
that cat hair story was the worst.
Now, were you still doing the...
I didn't mind the mud from the chicks, but the cat hair was...
Back in those days, were you still doing the exercises with the towel?
Yeah, I was. I always, till this day, I actually do that exercise.
I told the person who had the problem just try to.
Oh, he did.
I don't want to tell who it is, but to use the do the exercise. I think he thought I was crazy, but I told him. No, I don't know. Well, you
got to ask him. It's a great exercise.
I know. He still can't get it up. I don't know.
You know, Jack LaLanne just had his 95th birthday,
right?
And he wanted to pull. A train, I think it was, or a boat.
With his dick?
Yeah, no, it was. I think he does it with his teeth.
Oh, okay.
Or to pull a boat or that across the English Channel or some shit. I don't know. And I said, "You mean a bull could do that with his dick?"
Yeah, I'll do the backstroke. I got the rope around my.
We should do that for like a strongman competition. We'll make a special harness for you, specially made.
Set it up, man.
Yeah,
I'm there, man.
What do you think you could pull? Can you pull like a car with it, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
I definitely could.
All right.
Yeah.
You can use your straps, the Jimmy the Bull straps. Yeah. You know, Jimmy's got his own unique straps.
I've used them.
They're excellent.
I've used them where you put your fingers through
them. I've been trying to beg him to give them to me to put on my website to sell because I think people would love to use them.
They're great.
Yeah, we'll sell
you cannot lose your grip with those things.
You invented these fucking things.
He invented a machine. He probably never told you this. He invented this amazing machine. You probably never told him, did you?
No.
Where you do the, it's like a hamstring, it's like a lat pull and a hamstring pull at the same time. Remember you had the plans for that?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It was amazing. Why didn't you build that thing?
You know, it's the old story, John. You depend on other people, you get screwed. You know,
tell him how it worked.
John probably can build it. He's the engineer.
I can build it. Tell him how it worked.
It was like a back machine and a leg.
He created this way of doing a compound movement with your low back. Your low back, your hamstrings, and your lats.
At the same time. It was basically like a table, and then you would like lean over this narrow table and grab these handles and do like a reverse row up, like a reverse fly.
Right.
And then it had a leg curl in the back, so you'd lift your legs up also at all at the same time.
Like a bird flying almost,
but in reverse.
Right.
Yeah, and it worked out the whole entire back. Yeah.
Interesting.
It was
really cool. Maybe you should sell the idea to like Life Fitness or something.
Just give me the plans and let me make it.
Let John make the prototype.
It was a pretty cool machine. It really was. I tried to give it the hammer strength, but...
they weren't interested.
No, what happened was that when I was in the process of, you know, selling it to them and getting them interested, they sold the company.
Fuck that. Well, let's make a company.
Life Fitness.
They were in the process of selling it, so I was in the midst of that, so I got, naturally,
we'll make a company.
I got lost.
We'll make a company called Bull Strength.
And we'll make a bullshit.
I still have some great ideas.
I got a fucking one-arm row machine that'll blow your mind. I'll show you how that works. A load of 400 pounds.
Chris Duffy.
Bull Stanton. You know Bull Stanton, right, John?
Chris Duffy.
I know Chris Duffy.
Yeah, he's Bull Stanton.
Bull Stanton. Do you ever watch any of his movies, Jim?
No, but I remember him down in Florida. That motherfucker just dropped 3 tabs of acid and his fucking deadlift 800 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
He dieted for the USA's on acid.
Who does acid anymore? People do acid?
He was doing like 3 tabs of window paint.
He did that.
Yeah. And then he would
window
then
paint?
His girlfriend or his wife, wherever she was.
Joni Bovino.
Yeah.
One night we were all out to eat. Me, Mike Quinn, a whole bunch of us were out to eat. And she was sitting next to me. We were all at this table.
Right.
And she was grabbing my fucking balls under the table.
Really?
Well, he was grabbing somebody else's balls. Yeah, so
balls. I don't know. Like, she kept, like, her hand kept coming over and, like, going for my balls. I kept pushing the hand.
Jimmy, you don't have to demonstrate.
You got real close
to it. You don't have to demonstrate, fucker.
Yeah. Well, I'm showing you what happened. Yeah.
And, you can just explain it.
I'm lucky I'm sitting here.
I got to show you. So, and then, you know, I'd push her hand back. And right. You know, this is going on back and forth. Back. And then she dropped the fork. Like and she went down, you know, to get the fork,
right?
And then she was like putting her head like between my legs, like trying like showing me like you know she wanted like suck my dick, you know,
right?
And this girl was like very aggressive, you know. And I was like, yo, this is not cool, man. So I pushed her head away, like
maybe Chris wanted to watch.
She was right there. I was like, you know, this has got to stop. You know what I mean? Take it easy.
He probably wanted to watch, yeah, right?
No, he probably wanted to blow.
I didn't know how sick they were at the time. I thought it was just, you know, his wife was attracted to me and she was losing her fucking marbles or whatever, you know. So I just pushed away. If I knew they were that sick, I would have let them blow me under the fucking table.
Well, he was into guys probably more so than girls, right, John?
I had no idea.
Is that your understanding?
Yeah, he did gay porno.
Right.
I mean, evidently, yeah, she wasn't getting enough.
He had some strength.
He's a gay escort.
Is it till today?
Hey, I don't know if he's doing it today. They broke up, but I'm sure probably she wasn't getting any cock, you know, and she needed some of the bull cock.
She was after me, bro. I mean, it was really? Like, wow.
Yeah. She was hot. You should have done her.
Yeah, but you know what it was? I'm not like that, you know, because...
Well, he was a friend, yeah.
You know, he was over there, and she was, like, doing all this shit under the table, and I was like, man, this is not cool.
Yeah,
if I knew the guy was a freak, I would have let him jerk me off right there. I didn't give a fuck. I would have said, pass me the mayo over there. So, I would have fucking, you know what I mean? I'm like, grease it up a little, motherfucker.
So now, wait, hold on. So she's... So while she's trying to jerk you off under the table, he's dropping window paint? Is that what he said?
No. We all went to the gym because I did a grand opening for Mike.
Right. At his girl's gym.
That whole fucking thing down there was a joke. But anyway, we went to the gym. He's dropping acid with his girlfriend.
Right. In the gym.
At Mike's house.
Okay.
And then we went to the gym and he was tripping out of his fucking mind and he starts squatting like 8 and change.
What? Whatever. 8 plates?
Yeah. And deadlifted. And he was out of his mind. And then he had like the headphones on and he was like fucking, you know. Going
Holy
off with the
shit.
And I said, this guy's tweaked, man.
He was incredibly strong.
Yeah, he was very strong.
And how they dropped the acid? Under the tongue or up their ass,
yeah,
like the Carl O'Neill
does? On the tongue. On the tongue, yeah. He did it on
or in their eye. Doesn't Carl do the eye, John?
Josh, you get a 25 times better high if you use Duffy's fingernail. Put it in your asshole rectally. In the ass rectally. That's what I say with the asshole. And then you get the feel better high and you go fucking nuts. It's unfucking believable. You gotta fucking feel. Oh my God. Yeah, we fucking do it all the time. It's so. She loves it. She loves it. Oh, hold on. Wait. I didn't quite do it the right way. I can do it like this. You know, Jose Raymond was great. We're going to have Jose Raymond on the band. Matter of fact, next week we're going to have Jose on, and then we're going to have Jose Raymond on after that. It's going to be great.
Jeff, that's great.
They did it on the tongue, as far as I saw.
They did it on the tongue?
I didn't see the ass.
That's the way you do it.
Have you ever dropped the acid, Jimmy, just for the record?
I have to admit, I did try it once.
Now, is that acid is LSD, correct?
Yeah. I did. I mean, I'll admit it. You know, I'm crazy.
What year was that?
I tried. This is back in the 80s.
And what'd you experience from?
I had a very bad experience.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Bad trip? Yeah, it was bad. Because what happened was my friend had it, and we were training in his gym, and then we dropped this fucking acid shit. It was like, you know, it was called Half Moon. It was, you know, so we were putting on. I didn't really think the shit was going to do anything.
It was acid. It wasn't mushrooms or anything, right?
No, it was like a little piece of plastic.
Okay.
You know, and we took it off this cardboard and I put it on my tongue. And I really, I mean, it wasn't even nothing. I put it on, I was like, are you kidding me? What the fuck is this going to do? You know? Half hour later, 40 minutes later, you know, we started laughing our balls off downstairs. So my friend Kevin went upstairs, tried to talk to his mother. Me and Maddie, my friend Matt, were on the fucking floor. I couldn't stop laughing. You know, I didn't know what the fuck we were laughing at. So we ran out of the fucking house. My friend Kevin's mother was like, what's wrong with them? Nothing, man. We just ran outside, you know. And then we ended up in the car, and we went by my house.
How'd you drive?
I don't know how the fuck we drove, man.
Reflex.
But did you drive?
I didn't drive. My friend managed. So we had nothing to do. Right. So we ended up going by my house, and we were all sitting in the car deciding what we were going to do. It's pouring rain out. I'm tripping my balls off in the car, pouring fucking rain. And my friends say, well, we're going to go home. We got nothing to do. They drop me off.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you had a bad trip. You got to be with people, right?
Now I go in the house, and I'm flipping the I'm in my room. I'm flipping the fuck out, you know? I grabbed the nunchucks.
No.
And I start doing the nunchucks. I look like fucking Bruce Lee. I was just like fucking out of control fast. I couldn't believe it. And my mother knocks on the door. She goes, Jimmy, I thought you were tired. I said, yeah, Mom. Meanwhile, I was like fucking wired. Sorry, man. You know, I said, yeah, I'm going to go to bed. There was no way I was going to go to bed. I mean, I didn't know what the fuck to do, man. So I finally, I slipped out the window. I'm running around the fucking yard. I'm walking on the streets. The trees were fucking moving, and I couldn't wait till the shit was over.
Right. How long did it last?
Like a fucking hours, man. It was the worst experience in my fucking life.
Less a long
probably
time.
If you were with your friends, you probably would have had a good time.
Yeah, if he did something, man, it was like it was horrible. So, you know, after it was finally over, I went home, I crashed, and I got up. I said, you know what? Never a fucking camera I touched that shit.
Well, John, you must have had some experiences with this, I'm sure of it.
About 300.
300. Now, what was your experience when you
I always had a good time.
Yeah.
Always.
And what were you? Would you hang out with chicks? What'd you do?
Yeah, we had a big crew of us, so we used to go out, right. You know, hanging, you know, dropping.
But you're always with people.
Always with people, yeah. And, you know, fun people. We would go to, you know, like Disney World, you know, the wave park, you know, the water park, ride the water rides.
Oh shit!
We went on a boat a few times, and pool parties. You know, a lot of people having a lot of fun. Tripping, yeah. We need purple micro dot and window pane and blotter.
Now, what's window pane mean?
It's like a piece of plastic.
Just a name.
It's like it looks like glass,
right?
Like a piece of plastic.
Well, they had a half moon too.
Half moon. Yeah. The what were the ones that like look like comic books? Like a comic strip? Like a was on a piece of paper. It looked like a comic. And you put that.
Why do you think people stop dropping acid and they switch to other drugs?
Hell if I know. That's the greatest drug in the world. One of the greatest drugs in the world.
That's some intense shit.
I love it. Think shit would move and change shapes and shit. I love that.
Yeah. When I went inside, when I was that night, I went inside. I went in the kitchen to try to get something to eat. You ain't eating on that shit.
Oh, man.
No fucking way.
I was with this chick once. We were you know, together. And we were in the bed. And I'm looking at her. And I'm looking at her. She's got leopard spots on her. And the leopard spots are moving. You know? And I'm just like, kept looking at her. And the music was on. Like, house music was playing. And the leopard spots were moving to the music. And I was just like watching her like that. And then she got up and started dancing, you know, for me naked. You know, she's like dancing. And with the leopard spots moving all over. It was freaking awesome.
Well, when I went inside to go in the kitchen, I'm trying to get something to eat. I couldn't eat the food. It was disgusting.
You can't eat on that shit.
And I looked at the TV because my mother was watching TV inside, you know, and all of a sudden I saw the TV, like, you know, shrink. Like, and then the TV came down.
Big.
And I was like, wow, what the fuck? And it was like going in and out. I was like, holy shit, I'm losing my mind.
Oh, man.
I never had an experience like that before. I
mean, you know why Duffy lost so much weight on stuff.
He
dieted on it.
Yeah, well, because he couldn't eat probably.
You can't eat nothing on it.
My buddy Steve had this table. It was made out of some kind of rock, and it had glass over it.
Right.
But the glass was over like this this sort of like very porous, you know, rock.
Right.
And if you stared at it, the rock turned into points and they were waving like they were seaweed, you know, in the ocean.
What always amazes me is that when guys are all fucked up like that, there's always one leader, one guy who can drive, who gets them where they need to go.
Yeah.
How does this guy do it? Because everyone else is so fucked up that they're like in their own fucking bizarre world.
Because that's the guy that didn't drop anything, that's why.
No, that was always the most fucked up guy. That was always me. I was always fine on that shit.
My buddy Matt, he took it with us, man. We all took it together. He's done it many times.
I think the guys who did it a lot, right? They were the more experienced.
Yeah, he's just professional at it, man. Yeah. I was out of my mind.
After a couple hundred trips, you're used to it.
Now, you think that stuff has any residual damage?
I'm sure it did.
Absolutely.
Look at me.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, if you do it a lot, I think it definitely does something to my mind.
Yeah. What was the guy who made it? Who invented it? What's his
Leary.
Name? Leary, right? Yeah. He was convinced it was like...
Timothy Leary?
Yeah, Timothy Leary. He didn't invent it. He just did the most experiments.
Right.
But
there's a song about it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of course. But the Beatles wrote it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if you have a strong mind and you know what you're doing, I mean, you're prepared for it, and you're in an area, you put yourself in a good environment to begin with, you're fine.
Now, what's the difference between mushrooms and LSD in terms of effect?
Well, LSD is that's chemical.
Right, but mushrooms, yeah, that people say are natural, but they're obviously hallucinogenics in the mushrooms.
Psilocybin.
Well, it's poison, actually. That's what it is.
Well, I don't know.
I did mushrooms.
Not all mushrooms.
No, no, I did mushrooms once, too. I never did it again. It was,
you didn't like it?
I went over to my friend's house to go train. I got it. It was like 8 in the morning. I knocked on his door. This guy, Evan.
Yeah.
And he lets me in. He's just getting up. And all of a sudden, he throws his fucking plastic bag on the table with mushrooms in it.
Right.
I said, what the fuck is that? He goes, yo, bro, I got to try. What did the gym will take
you?
You know,
eight in the morning, you're doing mushrooms?
Yeah, I had no idea. I'm not a drug addict. You know, so I was like, what do you do with this? He goes, yo, we'll eat some, man. We'll go to the gym. We'll train. You know, fucking awesome workout, man. I said, all right, I'll try. You know, so I ate like fucking, you know, I was eating like 2, 3, 4,
why?
Five.
I don't think you're supposed to do that many.
I don't know how many. I was eating like 4 or 5 of them, you know, and I was drinking.
Were they good?
No, it was disgusting.
It tastes
I was
terrible.
Forcing him down, and he was doing it. I drank the iced tea, you know. And,
yeah.
Within a half hour or so, I was seeing fucking colors, man. Like fucking blue and red and fucking leaves and the flowers were moving. I was like, what the? I started throwing up. I instantly puked. I got sick.
Yeah. Then you feel really good.
Yeah, I was like, go to the gym. Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Did you train?
Hell no, man. I was fucking out of my mind. Then my friend Duke came in the van. He picked us up. I was like laying out the back of his van. He was driving us just aimlessly because I couldn't function, man. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Where's Sean with the camera when you need him?
Yeah, well, this is what not to do and what to do. Now, John, how would you compare mushrooms, LSD to ecstasy? Since we're talking about drugs right now,
ecstasy is by far the best.
I never did that.
That's the only thing I did try. So
that's by far ecstasy with, you got to be with people, preferably.
I heard fucking females.
Yeah, right. When you're sex on ecstasy is probably the most incredible experience of your entire life. Oh, the coke, you can't. You, no, sex and coke do not go together, but. Ecstasy.
Chicks like to do coke.
Yeah, they don't have to get it up.
Right. But how come the guys who take, you know, when I was in prison, there was a lot of crystal meth addicts in there. All the crystal meth addicts say you're horny all the time.
But,
and stuff.
You know, I did meth. I smoked ice one time. I it took a week for my dick to come back to
normal. They say that when you're all fucked up on crystal meth, these guys can fuck all day and night.
It's called crystal cock. I've heard it a million times. So. It never happened to me.
When I first moved out to California,
right.
I met this chick. I thought it was coke. We were in the club. We were hanging out. We went back to my apartment. And she whips out this powder. I thought it was coke. You know, so she wants to do it with me. So, you know, I'm sniffing these lines with her, you know. And anyway, she left in the morning.
It was crystal?
It was crystal meth. I had no idea.
Oh, you couldn't sleep probably for a week after that?
For 2 days, 3 days. I jerked off. I don't know how many times. I was trying to. I figured if I jerk off, I'd go to sleep. I was like a maniac jerking off. Like, I was out of my mind on that shit. I couldn't believe, and I was like, what am I getting myself into? I just moved out of here. I'm fucking, I said, no, that was it for me. I was done with that.
Did you ever snort K?
No, never.
That's pretty good with ecstasy, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's great with ecstasy.
Not that we're, don't try this at home. If kids are even listening to this.
No to drugs.
If kids are even listening to this,
bad,
you either shoot your parents.
I never had a good experience. The only thing I had a good experience is drinking.
Not a show for you.
One kid right in the other room.
I never liked drinking.
No, he's not.
Drinking sucked. I don't know.
Probably makes you like tired and groggy.
Yeah, it gets you tired after a while. You really don't have any endurance when you're doing drinking. Yeah. You feel good for the first hour or two.
That's true. Then you get tired.
Vino Viagra. Yeah, he is study
like
show.
That too.
Well, yeah, this is a kind of mellow show because we were outside blowing our load doing the Halloween special, so people should expect to see that in the next couple days. Hopefully, for the next 5 days, we'll have the haunted Whack Pack nightmare up there, and I think that people are going to like it. I really do.
I think it's going to set a new standard in bodybuilding website entertainment.
Now, Jimmy, we're very close to going live. I just want to inform you.
Thank God.
The graphics are going up on the wall this week, and by next week, we should have the studio lit, and I think you're going to be very happy with the
I hope so. You know, I got a lot of friends online there, you know, Big Barry Bell and, you know, the Maz and the Big Fritz, the old Bleo. They think we're not going to go live.
Yeah, we will. We will. It's there.
Hey, I keep reassuring them that we're
not. Guys on the boards, I wanted to send a shout out to Brutal Alchemy for being such a great supporting me on the diet.
Oh, they're giving you some supplements?
No, I mean, he hooked me up with some protein, but I just wanted to say thank you to them.
Okay, well, we have supplements here for you, too. We have some clothing that they sent. Obviously, they're sponsoring the Battle of the Biceps, Bros versus Pros, in which Jeff and Mike Liberatore will be competing Friday, November 13th. You don't want to miss that. We have to thank them for that as well. And I also want to put a thank you out there to BSN for their sponsorship of the NPC Nationals, which will be taking place in 4 weeks from today down in Hollywood. Hollywood, Florida, where John, you came from. So
yes.
It's ironic. You'll be going back to the place that you just left. And there should be a great battle down there at the NPC Nationals.
Dave, I got to confess something.
Okay.
There's this friend of mine, Maz78. She's on the threads. You guys might have seen it.
Yeah.
I did write her a letter the other day, and I told her that by the time you guys go live, I'm going to be an old fucking man.
Are you losing faith in us?
And I told her in the letter, I says, I'm going to stipulate in my contract, you know, for the show, that John and Dave specifically will have to come to the old age home and change my piss bag.
You already are an old man.
That is going to be the stipulation.
You're the oldest motherfucker in the room. You are an old man.
By the time we get there, that's where I'm going to be, in the fucking nursing home with a fucking wheelchair with a piss bag.
You're going to be serving us drinks on a silver platter and eating your words next
Look,
week.
When we go live, Jimmy, we want it to be perfect. We don't want anyone. We want to present a very good package, and the show should be tight, and it should be well edited. The lighting perfect, the studio perfect, because we want to portray the bull in the best light possible.
Best
no
package.
Pun.
Okay.
No pun intended.
Study show.
Out there. Study show. The bull's package is going to be quite presentable.
The package is going to be presentable.
Now, before any cats come into the room and screw up our party we're having here, I'm going to just say that I think it's that time, John.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
It's time to put Max to bed. Let's end this party. We're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack,
we're also members!
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding.